Okay, this story has gone kind of viral. I've actually found it on the New York Post. It's about a woman who admitted to taking home her unopened bottles of wine from parties. And she didn't think anything of it. She went over to a friend's house for dinner, took some wine. Nobody drank the wine. She copped the wine, took it back home with her. And her fiance was like, I'm totally embarrassed by what just happened. I can't believe you did this. And she really doesn't see the big deal about it.
I'm on the fiance's side.
Yeah.
You bring it. It's a gift for them. Unless they ask you, do you want it back? Then you do
not. But even
not
then
take
you
it.
Say, even then you
I would say no.
Mm. Yeah.
But, oh.
Actually, oh. I will.
Why am I not surprised?
I will side with the wife. Basically, I don't think that everything that you bring to a house is a gift. I mean, you see it with Tupperware. Sometimes you bring Tupperware over, and when you're done using it, you bring it back. So that rule of thumb doesn't necessarily apply. In this case, she brought a whole slew of bottles because she wanted to match the food with the wine.
She said she wanted to bring a few bottles for variety. She mm-hmm. didn't know what they were cooking. She didn't know what type of food there was going to be or what people wanted.
So like a lot of times I'll bring more than one bottle of wine. I'll bring maybe two or three. I'll bring one for as a gift for the host. They can do with it as they may. They can open it. They can keep it. I'll bring one for myself. And then maybe if I feel like indulging or having a bit more, I'll open the third bottle. But mm-mm. if I don't, like that's more my mm-mm. bottle. That's
leave it in the car. You got to leave it in yeah. the car and then say, I'm going to run out and get something.
Really?
Yeah, because...
Oh, but that's even like going... That's lying going behind their backs.
Well, no, because when I was... Remember when you were young, you like take home what you brought to a party? Mm-hmm. Like I remember that when I was like yeah. 20 or of legal drinking age, obviously. but you would take home. And then I remember going out with a friend and her mom to like a dinner party. Mm-hmm. And she said, you can only bring... I was maybe 20, 21 years old. She said, any alcohol you bring, you have to leave there. When you're an adult, you don't take the alcohol back home. So just so you know, you might not want to bring everything.
Right.
Just only bring what you're going to drink if you don't want to leave it all there.
And keep in mind how hard they're working to put this dinner together.
Oh, it's a lot of work. Believe me, I keep in mind and I do splurge on the bottles.
Don't bring something too expensive either.
Well, that's the thing. Like sometimes I'll bring over like a nice bottle of scotch, not to have the whole bottle. I'll bring it so that, you know, whoever wants can have a little dram, have a little glass, and then I'll bring the rest back home with me.
Oh, I've never done that.
I mean,
what if you bring food? What if it's like a potluck style and you bring food? Like you take your food back home too?
Keep the food. No. Keep the food.
I think you
take the food.
I think I'm with this woman's fiance. I think whatever you take to someone's house for dinner, you leave.
Yeah.
You leave it there.
All right, let's go to the phones right now. Natalie wants to chime in. Go ahead.
In certain circumstances, it's okay. But if she does it every time, people start to talk.
Why? Is it happening around you, the friends, family, or what?
I've seen it happen in social circles, and as soon as they're gone, we all talk about it. Oh, why? Okay. A bottle of wine. Yeah. Are you bringing over, $1,000 of wine?
No, yes. $10 bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't show up with a $10 bottle of wine.
All right. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Somebody said here on our text line, my sister-in-law takes back any alcohol she brings. It's cheap because she drinks whatever we have.
Oh, God. Okay. Someone else said, drink it or leave it. Yeah. It's true. I think the ownership is of the alcohol is transferred over the moment you hand those to the host.
I agree.
When you hand those, you have transferred the ownership of it to the person whose home you're in.
Okay.
And if you don't drink it that night, they can keep it. That's like my gift to you when I bring it over. But Tim, you think otherwise.
If we have a dinner party coming up, let's just say that we'll have to tread carefully.
You're not invited, clearly. All right, Carolyn wants to chime in. Go ahead, Carolyn.
I think it totally depends on like how close you are. Like if you go to a dinner party at like a family place, then like you can take the wine back home, right? But if you go to like a friend's house for like the first or second, maybe third time, then you should leave it because it's polite, you don't know them that well.
Yeah, I get it. But even when you're doing it like at someone you're close to, I would too, but like it's like in an embarrassing, like humbling way. Do you know what I mean? Be like, do you mind if I take this? I have some people coming over to, you know what I mean? It's like I still know it's wrong.
I'd feel guilty.
Even if it was my mom's, you know, I'd say like, I'm gonna take, are you gonna drink this wine just because I'm having some people over tomorrow and I won't have to run to the SAQ if I can. And that's
just shoot for a second.
Like, I still know it's wrong.
Sam just grabs it and walks away and ghosts out of the party.
The lesson we learn here is finish your wine, people, okay?
All right. That's not a great party if there's any wine left over.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. All right. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it.
Bye. Thanks.
Somebody wrote the hashtag on our text line, no wine left behind. Very, very important.